I'm gonna just call it how I see it. Great showing, you feel me? We in the studio with it. The Voice of a Hustler podcast. I don't even know what season this is, but we here. But I do have to say, like, I just watched something amazing last night, you feel me? Hitman Holler presents Bags and Bodies, Coastal Rain TV. You know what I'm saying? When I say one of the greatest shows I've probably encountered in a long time, I definitely want to get this podcast off before I get into this verse I'm about to drop. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Nas. You know what I'm saying? 21 said he wasn't relevant. Clearly, he top 9 in the country, cuz. That's crazy. Hey, the shit motherfuckers say, you're... But nah, man. The show was amazing. If I can remember, man. KD, B, Mac. Mac Myron, J, that guy. J2. Prestavia. Eon. Hope Trip. Coach Corleone, Peanut the Bull, Yogi. Yo, man. Hitman Holler, that was an amazing show, bro. Amazing outcome for the people. You know, like, I like the action, bro. I'm gonna get into that soon. Like, we gonna get into what happened, but I just wanna give the niggas his flowers, bro, because That was probably the best 699 I seen. The 5-on-5 was amazing, bro. Like, if we really get some shit like that going on in the culture, we're going to really see who is the best pins out here in the world. And I got to see some of the greatest pins alive do their thing. You know what I'm saying? And right now, B-Mac, you trash!
Talking to static shit is right up my alley. My whole gang get it poppin', hit your block with them clappers. Then the thing for me to slide up, since you wanna be tough with it. But I know your clique a squad full of certified fuck niggas. Let a nigga jump, watch your quick to get bucked with him. I'll drum a nigga down if you press on my buttons. I figure you're just a bunch of cowards, niggas wolfing with a whole lot of mouth. Well, I fire up with this bully, you feel him a wild shot. It's tough when all of that. But all I'm here is a bunch of
blah, blah, blah.
You don't really wanna feel that.
Cha-cha,
I let it.
Look out, blah, blah.
I ain't the type that announce around with a banger just to look cool with it. I'm no nigga down dirty, you're dangerous, acting the fool with it. Out the blue, I pop up and flame half of your hood with it. Back and knock off the remains, now your hood is extinct.
Blinding the problem from rocking with you. I be riding with this child before the Glock, gotta stick to it. Playing both sides, get you knocked with fist and compromise with no options. That shit is out of the window. And that goes to all of them fuck niggas you keep around you. Tell them I bought enough, he said I put them down too. Better hit the deck when I stroll by. Put this Mac on them and flatten like a no lie, smooth. They thinking it's all fun, the game. I spin the corner with a few loose cannons. Get the sparking up the spray and shit that we caught up in the rain. I get the car pulling all of y'all drown. When I fire up with this fully and giving them wild shots. Talking all of that.
Right.
But all I'm hearing is a bunch of
blah, blah, blah.
You don't really wanna feel that.
Cha-cha,
I let it.
Look out, blah, blah, blah.
B-Mac, cuz I'm just fucking with you, cuz I'm just fucking with you. Niggas gotta pay that fee. They wanna see us rock out. Cuz you know I wash you, you feel me? And I really wash you out here in these rings and in these streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you like little brother to me, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with you the long way, you know what I'm saying? I seen you grow, you know what I'm saying? I done been where you was at before, and like, you know what I'm saying? So, but what I wanna say is, this Bags and Bodies, bruh. Amazing by everybody who in the show participated. But nigga, Yogi, man, what's wrong with you, bro? Why you always fighting over a girl? Hey, this motherfucker showed everybody personality, cuz, and who they is, bro. KD a crybaby. Nah, he ain't no crybaby. Nah, J.D. guy crybaby. KD a bully. B-Mac instigator. You feel me? Mac Myra be joking on these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Hope Trilly, I ain't gonna cap, man. Hope Trilly nice, man. Like Trilly. I got a crush on Trilly. Like, I'm a crush on Trilly. Fuck you talking about. But nah, this shit was fire, man. Like, my favorite moments was when I think I got to see some of them going against the some of the legends. You know what I'm saying? And then I think the rematch is what sold me, like, because KD took Hitman Holla to head. Holla had some shit, bro. Some of the best shit I've ever heard, bro. That shit was crazy, cuz. Fuck y'all talking about. That shit was crazy, man. But KD took that nigga Hitman to hell, bro. He started fucking up it towards the end. But, bro, man, that shit was crazy, bro. Gotta get these men they flowers, bro, before I start talking about shit. Now, J that guy. J that guy, cuz. How you let KD talk to you like that? Talk about some nigga. I'll break the motherfucking diamonds out of your mouth, son. I'll break the diamonds out your mouth, son. Don't stand over me while I'm writing, son. Bruh. Cuz. I know you ain't let that nigga just punk you, dawg. Straight up run you, dawg. Run all in front you, dawg. I know you ain't let that nigga just punk you, dawg. Hey, bro, I know you just ain't let that nigga just punk you, dawg. I'm just saying, bro. You ain't let that nigga punk you like that, cuz. I know you didn't. Yes, you did. Yes, the fuck you did, bro. I'm just saying, cuz. You let that nigga punk you, dawg.
I was raised in the wicked past. Came with was pitching crack. Stains when the trigger blast. Brains it be flipping back. You better watch where you be hanging in my city at. Because the chopper not a neighbor when that engine pass. Gonna need a doctor, probably save him when these stitches land. Come with a posse, I can shave this little bit in half. No razor and no microwave, but I get it back. He just a baby, he ain't safe when he was living there.
I'm a son of that I made for this. If the mind, body, soul, they go cage in there.
Picking up a jail call behind the cell walls. Exchanging all our hailstorms, trying to get this platform. They riding up with that machine, make them transform. And when you hear that pop pop, it's not your grandpa. That shoddy rock em, knock knock, I'm a hand y'all. Shoddy popping when the chopper knock, knock your man's off. I'm from a block, slanging rocks, had some land walls. Kitchen with the crack studio, turn the fans off.
I'm a son of that I made for this. My body soul, they gon' cage it in. I'm a son of that I made for this. My body soul, they gon' cage it in.
We'll be right back.
don't understand. Like, I don't get it, cuz. Hey, but overall, though, you know what I'm saying? Overall, the show was amazing. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say. I had to start up a stream on the book, too, but I'm gonna just give my recap of how it is. Like, that was some of the best. Hitman did his thing, you feel me? Hitman did his thing, bro. Some of the best reality TV I've seen in a long time, you feel me? You feel me? So, with that being said, let's talk about Coach Corleone. He was so, look, he had a high line in the thing, but he ain't had no personality though, bro. Like, we gonna talk about the niggas who was bland. Cause, hey, if y'all wanna see the beginning of the this podcast, just go to Voice of a Hustler podcast. I've been talking about the show all day. You feel me? On the show, I've been talking about it. So, but we gonna talk about this nigga Coach Corleone on the show. This nigga Coach Corleone ain't had no personality, cuz he barely got a part. He barely got a part in the show, cuz. So these niggas that be shooting at J-Rome, you know what I'm saying? They be dumping. The show was amazing, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Hey, for those on this podcast rehearing this, you know what I'm saying? I'm on Facebook Live, you feel me? But for those, for the show was amazing, by the way. I love the acting, you feel me? I love how set they ass up, you feel me? Because I ain't gonna lie, cuz just like on the last segment I was just talking about, you know what I'm saying, not to re-mention it, but Jay That Guy, cuz, like, Jay That Guy, they made you look like a bitch, bro. Hey, cuz, I'm from the dark, bro. Hey, bro, I'm from the dark, cuz. I'm from the south, bro. I'm from a Cree, nigga. They made you look like a whole bitch out here, cuz. You should have bombed on that nigga, KD, cuz. On my mom. Soon as that nigga said, hey, I'm finna knock them motherfucking blue diamonds out your motherfucking mouth. No, let me do the KD voice, cuz. I'm finna knock the blue diamonds out your motherfucking mouth, cuz. You should have mocked me while the camera's rolling, cuz. You go viral, nigga. Then you would have been famous for real. Fuck that, all that other shit, you know what I'm saying? Hey, cuz, hey, though, hey, the show was amazing, cuz I was on the edge of my seat, bro. I was on the edge of my seat the whole show. Nigga, B-Mac came back in time. Look, I had a show while they was still in the mansion, you know what I'm saying, in St. Louis. I'm finna dump my shot, though. I'm dumping my shot. The show is amazing. But I had a show in St. Louis, right? And B-Mac was still in the mansion, chilling, thugging on his thing. He was dumping on the show on J-Rone and my opponent. And just down terrain, like, ain't no motion here. I watched the show. Bro, the show was amazing. B-Mac fucked the shit. Listen, bro, he was a robot. He ain't had no personality, cuz. The nigga was just dirt. I mean, he had a little part in the little five-way battle, but he fucked that up. Niggas be talking about motion. Hold on, cuz. Yeah, bro, EJ, cuz. EJ, where was you at, cuz? They only did the premiere. What's up, cuz? What happened to my nigga Riso, bro? What's up, bro? They didn't. Hey, but look, I ain't even mad at Holla, cuz he still gave opportunity, cuz. He gave opportunity, but we giving real nigga recaps, cuz. We gonna give real nigga recaps here on the Voice of a Hustler podcast, cuz. You gonna get it here first, nigga. Hey, bro. As we gonna talk about how they was saying everybody fucking on Rock Lee? And who is Rock Lee, cuz? Where's she from? Hey, they said Rock Lee was giving out that box up in the house, cuz. Katie, you here? I'm just talking shit. Look, but we gonna talk about the niggas at home, bro. Why they make
name it now?
Okay, bet. If the whole show not out, that's amazing. I watched a movie last night, bruh. I watched a movie. If that's not the whole show, I watched a movie. Look, Jay, that guy, one of the superstars is here. One of the superstars is here. I finna put him on, cuz, you know what I'm saying? Hold on. Did he? Joy. Guest request. Alright. Yeah. You can get on, talk to the people, cuz I got two shows on. That's why I ain't in the camera. But I want you to talk your piece, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because what's up with it, bro? You know what I'm saying? I ain't in the camera. I got another show rolling over here. So I'm in front of the mic and shit. You feel me? But look.
Yes, sir.
I want you to speak your piece because, no, as a fan, I'm a fan because this is coming from a fan perspective. So don't never think this is J-Rome, the rapper, the competitor speaking. You feel me? This is the fan watching reality TV show because this is, I ain't never seen this before amongst my peers. Bruh, how do you feel about how they made you? You know what I'm saying? Because I was on the edge of my seat for you last night. I'm like, I know that nigga ain't just let... I know he ain't just let that nigga talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, just talk to the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You Jay that guy, because, you know, so...
I mean, everybody know, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Kansas City. Same state as motherfucking St. Louis. So niggas already know. Man, only niggas gave me a hard time with St. Louis niggas. Surprise them. I'm gonna keep it a fuck.
Yeah.
So like with the shit about getting pranked and all of the shit that's in the premiere that niggas can see, cause I don't wanna say too much cause you know we got the
ending. Yeah, please don't. Don't fuck up nothing. Don't fuck up the money. You feel me? Don't fuck up the money, but
I mean, at the same time, the shit was beautiful, my nigga. Like,
hey man, I watched something amazing.
And I was the coolest nigga in the house for one reason and one reason only. Not because I was better than these niggas, cooler than them niggas. It's because they thought I was the coolest nigga in the house. Because I was less insecure. I'm in that bitch with the body out. I'm in that motherfucker getting pranked, drunk, going to brunch with bottles. And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We not insecure, my nigga. So when somebody respectfully, like KD, who I know is KD.
Yeah.
Nah, man, he could say all of that. Ain't nobody gonna touch me. I drove there. Nobody's gonna touch me.
The way he tried to portray it, it's reality TV at the end of the day. Reality. You feel me? It's just like, ooh, we expected more from, and then, well, I expect, I'm like, cuz J, that guy better bomb back on this thing, you know what I'm saying? But that's just the fan in me, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all put on a show, bro, because my favorite moment is when they prank both of y'all. You feel me? And had y'all looking like, and then, you know, Bad News doing the little freestyle, boy. Hey, he was wicked. Hey, News a star. News a star, cuz.
News a star.
News a star, man. Like, I've been watching News for years, bro. But that was amazing to watch, bro. I'm straight happy for niggas, bro.
Y'all it was a beautiful thing.
Y'all
bro.
Looked at cleaning them premieres, bro. The premiere looked amazing, too. You feel me? This is from a fan perspective, outside of looking
and
in.
That was
you
just
know.
The premiere. That's not even the first episode. Like I said, that's why, like, niggas made it, like, seeming like it's about me and shit, and they showed a lot of shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, because when this shit come about, I'm gonna have, there's gonna be, like, whole episodes that's me. I'm dead ass serious.
Jersey Shore.
Bro, the way, there's gonna be whole episodes about me. I'm telling you right now. Like, that's why they made it like that. That's why they put niggas like Yogi and, you know, shout out my nigga Yogi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I seen the y'all niggas is really got the tabloids talking in all areas like that. So I ain't telling you to
go ahead.
What's up with what was that about that I seen KD and Yogi on the I saw it from a media outlet. This wasn't from nobody's personal page or nothing. Like, what was that all about? Like, why was them niggas finna scrap? You know what I'm saying? And What is it about Yogi and these bitches? Because that's the he's.
It ain't about Yogi and the bitches, and that's why I can't wait. You know, I had a lot of people hitting me up for interviews and shit, and I can't wait to just speak on it. But what I'm saying is, it ain't even about Yogi and the bitches. It's about just niggas wanting to put their two cents in or go talk to the bitches.
Yeah.
Tell the bitches little things about that nigga behind his back and shit. So if a nigga get wind about that, a player nigga like me gonna laugh it off and just not fuck with
type
you.
Shit. Yeah.
Some niggas ain't.
He's gonna address it. So you over there talking about this bitch, man? We finna scrap,
niggas is fucking with that. Niggas is back going back and forth over. It's about why are you even telling this bitch anything about me, my nigga?
Type shit, yeah.
That's what it was. And then you know, the niggas got offered a phase. Niggas turned them down. That's what it was.
Yeah, I'm be, you know, I'm gonna be petty with KD always and forever. That's like my rival brother, you feel me? He should have kept that energy he kept with you when you was all drunk looking over his shoulder. That shit was classic, bro. That shit MTV classic, you heard me?
That's what everybody gonna say. Why are you looking over my shoulder? Because this is what I'm doing. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, cuz. Here come W-Dub with the in the comments. You hear me? Hey, W, that shit was hilarious, man. Let's be for real.
But nah, I just tapped in with you, man. Shit, I ain't
yeah,
shit,
man. Hey, proud of you, bro. Keep doing your thing. I'm just running these recaps of the show. From the fan perspective of me, I don't see too many recaps going out, so I'm finna be the first. That's your fire, man.
Nah, yeah, I mean, and shit, if, you know, there's a couple motherfuckers I already did interviews with. I'm gonna tap back in with them. I know they want me to do some more, so.
Yeah, go get your media up, bro. Tell the people where you plugged in at. You just ain't on this Facebook Live, bro. You on these podcasts. Outlets that I'm on with my Voice of a Hustler joint. So let people know where you at, cuz know where they know I can find
you. It's J That Guy on everything, you know what I'm saying? J That Guy _ on Instagram. But you know, J That Guy 3 on Twitter. That's where you should fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, shit. I appreciate everybody fuck with me. I appreciate motherfuckers giving me the opportunity, and I can't wait to niggas see me rap, you know. I battle Shotgun Shug.
I saw that, bro. That was crazy. Yeah, yeah. Style in the building, man.
I'm continue to do me, man, and I fuck with y'all niggas. Y'all already know.
Yeah, you always got a home in the loop, bro. You our cousin down here, connect bro, shit. Forever, bro.
Connect
you know,
shit, though.
Connects forever. You feel me? That's forever, bro. That's forever. Shout out my plug.
Yeah, you hear? Been with me, though, man. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? Niggas been gone for a month. I'm trying to bounce back.
Hell yeah, bro. You gonna hear from me, bro. I'm just moving and grooving. I was tapped in with y'all, you feel me? Trying to see what was going on. But yeah, I'm here, bro. All right,
now be easy.
All right. But yeah, man. The J That Guy. We finna take a commercial break, new music.
I'm always in my bag with this. It's always straight to the top with this late night, early morning. What's the last? Southside thugger, outside hustler.
For an hour, then wake up and give me makeup sick.
How that?
With sleep. And then went through my phone, that's what she take from there. This lane I switch.
Got phones in my feet, the floor.
Come take a spin.
Come meet your boy.
Come take a whiff.
See me before.
Don't think he did.
With that lady with him. Get on, she need a babysitter. She think on, I been relaxed if she can't take no dick.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna make her rich.
Chances do not make no sense.
Who that, what is your fragrance?
With that lady with him. Get on, she need a babysitter.
She think on,
I been relaxed if she can't take no dick.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna make her rich.
Chances do not make no sense.
Who that, what is your fragrance?
I YKC, I'm Ray Charles. I'm in the streets, gotta play ball. Diamonds on your teeth, like a blank off. Riding in the street with the things wrong. She wiggle drop, wiggle drop, wiggle drop, yeah. She a monster with a dough. Slip and drop, her titties pop, yeah. Look, she a proper little hoe. I got an Oscar winning flow, proper with the flow. Doctors really know. I let the chopper trigger blow. Glider did this on your partners with them, though. I'm the nigga, know your mama really know me. Got me with the dough. I'm the nigga hosting. Ay, I got a lot of women on me. Now you niggas know it. On, she need a babysitter. She thick on her. I been relaxed if she can't take no dick. Matter of fact, I'm gonna make her rich. You chasses do not make no sense. Who that? What is your fragrance? Who that lady with him? Ditto. Get on. She need a babysitter. She thick on her. I been relaxed if she can't take no dick. Matter of fact, I'm gonna make her rich. You chasses do not make no sense. Who that? What is your fragrance?
Right back in, you heard me? This nigga, Hitman Holla, cuz was whooping Katie ass, nigga, on my mama, bro. Stop playing with me, cuz. It was whooping his ass, bro. But then, before I get back into that, though, cuz, before I get back into Katie's ass whooping, cuz Katie took Hitman Holla to hell, bro. On my mama, made Holla look like, oh, you don't do shit for us, for real, for real. Like, nigga, I grinded up here by myself, nigga. You think you doing us a favor, you know what I'm saying? Like, but nah, bro, I want to talk about B-Mac and Coach Cody, y'all. Why B-Mac be hating on me, cuz? And then I see you on a superstar show that you saying all this motion on, right? Cause your boys was fired. I ain't gonna cap, cause the boys was fired. They was fired. I came in out of talent, bro. But you ain't got no personality, cuz. You boring. You know what I'm saying? I think outside the Mac Wood podcast, outside of that, I think you boring, bro. You might just be boring. That's why you be hitting all the bars and grills and stuff. You feel me? Going on the bars and grills. But yeah, Coach Corleone, for you to have canceled our battle for the little... Listen, bro. Listen, man, they ain't even put you in enough scenes to even think you was part of the show. And then when you was in the 5-on-5, look, the 5, I'm shooting at the niggas who was shooting at me, then I'm getting back into the real shit. Look, dude, when you was in the 5-on-5, that shit, you looked big and goofy walking in a circle, bro. The shit didn't even make no sense, bro. Then you took Miss Hustle, Coach Carter bar with the locks on the wall. She said that again, she happens, and you know this, bro. You know this, bro. You know this for a fact. So why did you do that? You know what I'm saying? Don't make Chicago look bad, bro. Stop doing that, man. You feel me? Come get your interview, man. But look, with that being said, bro, Hitman Holla. Nah, you know who was my other favorite part of the show? The nigga, when Ill Will showed up and had Katie doing a two-take. Hey, cuz, I was hollering. I like that. You feel me? That shows the creativity of improv. Nigga, I'm ready to see niggas in movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was amazing. It was amazing. You feel me? On some Hardy Boy, that was some tag team shit. And then, it's two stars of the show that I really seen stand out. Like, that really stood out to me amongst everybody, and I didn't even expect it. Snake Eyes, I gotta see Snake Eyes against like a KD or something, man. You know what I'm saying? My mom, they did. That's crazy. But shit, they took me out. I got banned from Snapchat. I had to fight for that page back. So it'll be all right. You'll be cool. Just lay low. Go get a new IP. You hear me? On my mama. You know what I'm saying? Trap phones gonna forever be working. But nah, cuz Snake Eyes was crazy nice, bro. I liked him the whole show in Bad News, bro. I thought Bad News was really a star. You feel me? I thought Bad News was really a star. Like, the dude. And they fought. Holla, let them fight. He said he broke his jaw. Damn. $1,000 worth of music. I feel you. Come record a Voice Over Hustle Studios. You'll never have to worry about that. I mean, I had your masters, but shit. But look, man. Bags and Bodies. I need y'all to go tune in, because I'm changing my people's shit, because I think y'all will enjoy the hour and 30. This is like really the first. It's a movie episode. So you're going to get movie droppings of this shit. You know what I'm saying? I think it was real impact on it. So, yeah, man. I honestly think Mac and Coach Corleone needed to show a little bit more. To be two niggas to be dumping at me, I think they needed to show a little bit more personality on the show. You feel me? To sell what they got going on more, because I felt like they were boring. You feel me? And I feel Mac stood out when he was standing in between Katie and Jay, that guy, instigating as he does. As he does on his podcast, on his own podcast show, as he does, which his podcast show is only available on Facebook. Y'all should go check that out, Mac Wood Podcast, available only on Facebook. You will not find this shit where you will find my shit, because you will find my shit all over the earth. We shooting both right now. We shooting on Facebook for people just to see it, because you know what I'm saying? Because then I'm going to drop this in about an hour, because I'm finna get up out of here in a little minute, you know what I'm saying? But look, cuz, I got to shout out the West Side for that joint, you feel me? That shit was crazy, bro. Make sure y'all go on CoastalRain.tv. It's called $6.99 to watch. It's probably the best $6.99 of watch you gonna find on earth right now, cuz. If you want to see how we do this, they summed it up on the show, you feel me? But they put a bunch of niggas in the house, you know, together. And you finna see the art of this shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? We really do this, man. But shout out the cast members, cuz. Shout out everybody that was on there, cuz. Shout out Mac. Shout out Coach. Shout out KD. Shout out the whole St. Louis. PK, we see you working, man. Street status, cuz. STL Street Report, you feel me? On my mama, Cuz OKB, new media in town, bro. If you ain't got an interview through Cuz OKB, if you an artist, listen, bro. If you an artist and you in the city of St. Louis, if you ain't got an interview, a drop, or something with Cuz OKB, you ain't doing shit. And that's just what it is. I don't care about all that other stuff. You got to get, if you ain't tapped in with the streets, if you ain't got that. I'm just saying. I'm letting you know now. You feel me? Voice of Us, a podcast. We on Radio Public. You know what I'm saying? We on Player.fm. We on Podchasers. Stop playing. We on Stitcher.com. Chop in, cuz. Voice of Us, a podcast. Bags and Bodies, cuz. Amazing piece of work. And we go fuck them up some more. I come. Dude, fake me out. But I got a track to record before I get up out of here, cuz. We in the studio. Where's the little podcast? All right, new music.